Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another edition of the Wrestling Rage podcast. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, the National Scott Gibson. Scotty don't know.
Yeah, Scotty doesn't know. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How's it been going?
It's going. I'm still recovering from this sinus infection. It's really kicked my butt. I'd probably be better by now if I took medicine, but I don't like taking medicine.
Who does like taking medicine? So today we're going to be joined by the former world heavyweight champion himself, Jack Swagger. This is going to be a good interview.
Yeah. You tell me that we look like, so I'm pretty. It's nice to be able to talk to a twin.
You know, especially the mugshot. If you would ever had a mugshot, you would just look like Jack Swagger.
Who says I don't have a mugshot?
Huh?
Who says I don't?
Who
have
says
a mugshot?
You don't have a mugshot?
I don't, by the way. I mean, there's times I could have one, but I don't have one. Yeah, right over there?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if we're actually on right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
looks like you have some technical difficulties.
No, I'm good. So,
it was a busy week in wrestling. We had a new NXT champion. We got the Women's Evolution pay-per-view.
That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, we got SummerSlam starting to shape up. We got AJ and Joe. We got Reigns and Lesnar for the 17th time.
People can't get enough of Roman Reigns.
No, they clearly cannot get enough of Roman Reigns. And you know, I really used to not dislike the guy, but when he gets shoved in the throat. What else can you do? I used to not like John Cena either. Not kind of like him.
Yeah, it's like, hey, where's John Cena now? But it's me and you talked about it before we went on. What do we see now? Do we see Braun Strowman cashing in the briefcase?
I hope. Because if they don't, you know it's going to main event. Right?
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
It's going to main event SummerSlam. And if they don't, if Reigns wins and he doesn't cash in, they're really missing out on an opportunity to make the fans happy. Because if he doesn't, then you know the fans are going to blow him out the building. So Strowman has to cash in.
The guys from WrestleZone.com, they hit a good thing. What if freaking Kevin Owens? Because remember, Kevin Owens gets the title. He gets the briefcase no matter what. If Braun Strowman gets himself disqualified or whatever. If Kevin Owens wins the briefcase and goes on and becomes the only two-time Universal Champion? He finally gets his title shot, right? Roman Reigns is getting another Universal title shot. He's never won the damn thing and lost it.
It makes more sense to have a heel do the run-in after the match than it does a face. The Strowman doesn't need the advantage of having to walk in after a guy's been beaten down. He's just beating down himself.
Let me tell you, this is my thoughts, and this could be, some people might think the same thing, but what if Braun Strowman wins the match against Kevin Owens and they're on the title introduction, this is for the WWE Universal Championship, and now that would be a face thing. We're going to make this a triple threat match right now.
Yeah.
You boys are going to get these hands.
Yeah, that's a face move.
That would be a heel move right here.
That's
but, yeah, so if Strowman does cash in, I see him in that. You know, him making a triple
before
threat.
Before the match starts.
Yeah, so I guess the only thing to do is watch SummerSlam in a couple months. But, man, we got August is here. Coming soon. Next week, isn't it? It's next week. Wednesday.
Next Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday.
I'll just take your word for it.
It's Wednesday.
My day's just kind of like together.
Yeah. So Wednesday is I'm pretty sure. Now you got me wondering.
It is Wednesday, you're right.
Yeah, see, I'm always right.
I would say always.
Always. So August is Wednesday. Wednesday's the 1st of August. We got a busy month. We got Standalone Wrestling, Boardwalk Beatdown, which is, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that.
We're going to get some guests lined up for the month of August for Boardwalk Beatdown. Also, if you were not on last week, we apologize for Eugene. Nick did contact me after the show. His class got over. It lasted a little longer. We're an hour different, so Eric Sims and him weren't getting the right time together. So we are going to have Eugene reschedule. I did speak to Jeff Jarrett. He's over in the UK right now, but when he gets back from the UK and we get done with the Boardwalk Beatdown press conference that we're going to do for the month of August, we'll schedule Jeff Jarrett. So we're going to try to get everything lined up for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
We'll be all right. But how was your podcast, man? Episode 2 of Matt Scott. Excellent adventure.
It ran long.
It was an hour and 30 minutes. I saw it was over an hour and 30.
It ran long. I realized that, like, once we started talking about the... Because what we do is we covered our top 10 favorite
superhero
movies.
Yeah.
Along with, we still went over the news and we still went over the sports and all that. And we just ran really long. So we're going to try to keep this next one really short.
So we teased it on the Facebook. We teased it on the Twitter. We put it on everywhere. We are going to ask a question here in a little bit for a chance to win an autograph 11 by 17 poster. Man, let me spit it out here. 11 by 17 ASW Summer Heat poster. We'll get it signed at the event on the 11th. It's a tricky question, man. I'm gonna go ahead and put the question. Now, if anybody, before show ends, you call in and give us the right answer.
Or
at least, no, just we'll do a call in so we can introduce. Yeah,
okay.
They got the number. The number is toll free at 657-383-0152. Okay, Jack Swagger, tonight's guest, has held the ECW Championship. And he's held the World Heavyweight title. So the question is, how many days were both reigns at together as ECW and World Champion? Call in, and first one to call in to get the answer right wins the poster. We will send it to him, and you'll be on the podcast. We'll get your name and number. So
here's the thing. Should I post that on Facebook and say you have to call in?
Yes, post it on the Facebook page right now and tell them, the question of the day, the question on the podcast, the pot of awesome. Oh, I can't use that. That's already.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I caught myself. So the days of World Champion and ECW Champion, how many days were those combined? Whoever calls in and gets the answer right, you will win a autographed poster from ASW Summer Heat, and it will be signed by Jack Swagger, Samantha Starr, Baby Doll, Brian Pillman Jr., Manny Fernandez, Madman Pondo, Rocky Rage, whoever's going to be, the whole card will sign the poster. And it's a beautiful poster, by the way.
It is a very beautiful poster.
It's designed by this handsome fella right here. So, the world of wrestling this week. Stephanie McMahon opened up Raw with an announcement that in October we are going to have an all-women's pay-per-view for WWE. In her words, first all-women's pay-per-view, which has been done multiple times by Impact Wrestling, TNA, Ring of Honor, either Simmer and all those guys, those companies have done pay-per-views. But WWE's first ever women's pay-per-view, Evolution.
Right.
Evolution.
Yeah.
It's Triple H, Ric Flair, Randy Orton, and Batista. Are they going to be a part of this? Are we going to have Motorhead song? Evolution. Is that going to be the theme song for this show? Is the Evolution.
I like that song.
Oh, I love that song. Is Evolution, Motorhead's version of Evolution theme song, is that going to be the theme of Women's Evolution? I get it, but why use Evolution? That's a stable. I mean, me and you were joking around, what are they going to do? A couple months. Well, December's coming. Let's name it Four Horsemen. WWE presents the Four Horsemen. Every match is a Fatal 4-Way, which they've done that. It was very terrible at Fatal 4-Way. Remember that Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view they did? Where every
every title match
was a Fatal 4-Way? Terrible. I did not like it. And, you know, the number for the the event?
No, the number for them to call in.
The number for them to, okay, the number for them to call in, once again, Scott's putting this on Facebook, guys. We're live. Anything can happen live. Is 657-383-0152. First person to call in to get the answer right will win the autographed poster signed by everybody at the ASW Summer Heat event on August 11th at the Madison Civic Center. The only place to be in West Virginia and on August 11th that hasn't been shut down by the state of West Virginia.
No, just putting
that down. We didn't get busted by the fire department, you know, fire marshal and all everything like that.
The banner.
The banner, yes, but it fell down. So what it was the story was that we had the banner hung up at somewhere else. The banner was blocking the plants, apparently. Madison didn't like it. They didn't like the plants being blocked, so they moved the banner on back on the bridge. I don't think they put the banner on there good enough. I think they used up tape.
Always
use zip ties. Exactly. So,
that's a life lesson from Dennis Reynolds.
There you go.
It's always always keep your tools.
Always keep those tools, huh? That's right. So, what's your thoughts on the women's pay-per-view? I mean,
I like the idea.
Yeah,
I do. It's a great concept. The name could have used a little more.
Yeah.
It's a good concept, and they have the women with the capability to actually put on a really good show. It's not the years past where they were divas. They were the women's wrestlers. Where the divas were more about looks and putting on a show. These women now are all about their wrestling ability. And you can tell the in-ring work is so much better than it was in 2010. And God love them, like Candice Michelle and Kelly. Have half the talent like Naomi and Becky Lynch.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah,
I love Kelly. I mean, I love Kelly, and Candice Michelle.
I'm not putting them down.
Yeah.
But they're wrestling ability-wise.
Yes. These girls now are just, go out there and compete with the guys.
Yeah.
I mean, no problem. They do go out and compete with the guys. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I just hope it's not all about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping they give, you know, the spotlight to some of these girls, which I did see Nikki Cross, which was kind of...
She was right there
acting all crazy as her gimmick and everything. So I guess she might be getting moved up. From NXT. Speaking of NXT, last night, the Tommaso Ciampa and Alex the Black match, man.
It was phenomenal.
It was awesome. Speaking of awesome, we're going to go over the Impact pay-per-view. Did you watch it?
I watched highlights. I couldn't watch the whole show.
I sent you the link.
Yeah.
It was fucking phenomenal.
It was really good. The match that surprised me, and I don't know why it surprised me as good as it was the Moose and Austin Aries match.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be as great. I didn't think it was going to be great, and it was. They tore the house down. Yeah, they did.
And Pentagon Jr. and Sami Callihan tore the house down. So did fucking Tommy Dreamer and Edwards. They tore the house down. I mean, there wasn't a bad match there. The only thing bad that happened was Matt Sydal. He messed up his 450 splash, but that was it. I mean, I can't think of anything.
Was that a work or was that an accident?
I don't know. It might have been a work. I don't know, but
because he's hit that 10
million times. Thousands and thousands of times.
And he's never missed.
But it was a good pay-per-view. We'll go over it. We'll go over the results. I enjoyed it. I sat there and watched it a couple times. So good job for Impact Wrestling, and they're going the right direction. They're going to New York, Bound for Glory. So that's a big get right there for them to go back to New York. and it was a sold out event.
Yeah, their relationship with Lucha Underground is really.
It's
going to
work good for him. It's going to do some good work for him. Lucha Underground.
Our guest tonight is going to make an appearance on Impact since they got. We'll
ask him. Maybe. Speaking of that, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will be joined by the All American himself, Jack Swagger.
Hey guys, this is Chris Chandler with the Wrestling Rage Podcast. And if you are running a pro wrestling event, MMA, boxing event, or just looking for some top-notch graphic design work done, then contact me at ChanManDesigns at ChanManDesigns.com for all your graphic needs. And receive 10% off your first order. That's at ChanManDesigns.com.
With the former world heavyweight champion himself, the All-American from Lucha Underground, Jack Swagger. How's it going, brother?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the hell of an introduction.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for your time today. Matter of fact, Paul Bowe just messaged me on Facebook and told me to tell you hi. So.
Well, that Paul Bowe, he owes me about $19. So if you see him before I do, give him one in the gut. I'm just kidding.
You got it, brother. We got you on because you're going to be in Madison, West Virginia, Saturday, August 11th for ASW. You'll face Rocky Rage for the ASW Heavyweight Championship. Are you looking forward to coming back to West Virginia?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. It's like a second home. I know ASFU is a great promotion, and it's a great time to be a wrestler, a great time to be a wrestling fan. Every weekend, I get so excited because it's just so much fun right now. And ASW, August 11th, is going to be no different. It's going to be a great show.
So are you enjoying time here on the independent scene?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a real breath of fresh air for me personally. At the time at the Fed, it was, I don't know, I needed to kind of just step away and like refresh and find what I love about this amazing industry. I'm so glad that I did, and it's led me down so many paths and on a whole new journey right now, and the promotions have been great. Both in the locker room,
yeah, you've had some good
amazing
matches for sure. Ones with Mike Orlando, Doubt PPW. Do you?
Hello. Hello?
Okay, guys, we are back. We're sorry about that. We had some technical problems there. Thanks to suddenly. Yes, again, we apologize.
We can't win.
No, we cannot win. It's a jinx, man.
We need a different company.
All right.
Hello.
Sorry about that, brother. We had some technical problems here.
No worries. I got bad service at my house, so I kind of figured it was that.
No, it's I got the worst cable internet company in the world here in West Virginia. So, but back to what we were saying, you were asking the question about the independent scenes, and we were talking about some matches that you've had in the independents. I was talking about yours and Mike Rolando's feud that you had for PPW. What are some of the best independent matches that you've had?
Oh, wow. There's been a couple that I've been really proud of. I had a good one with Brian Cage last December at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. You mentioned the amazing Green Machine, Mike Rolando. We've had two amazing matches at PPW. What a great promotion. Paul, Tony, and those guys. Just love coming up there. Let's see. Have had a couple matches with Josh Briggs. That guy's amazing. I think he's an up-and-coming talent. A.R. Fox. You know what's funny is me and old John Morrison, John Impact, John Lucha, whatever they call them, we've had a couple matches this year, and they have just been phenomenal. We've had one with Five Star over in England, and then coming up on Lucha Underground, you'll see another barn burner between us.
See, I know you can't spoil much into your Lucha Underground matches, but did you expect that reaction when you came through on your very first night? Because I didn't understand the Jake Strong. Like, I didn't understand like who it was coming out, and then when you came out, the place erupted. Were you expecting that kind of reaction?
No, not at all. That was so awesome. That's one of those moments in my career. I'll remember that because it's like, you know, you hear about the Lucha Underground audience and how crazy they are, how passionate they are, how much fun they like to have during the shows. And so you kind of always wonder, like, all right, where do you fit in or whatnot? But it was very cool. One of the best audiences I've worked in front of. I'm going to kiss their butts now since they like me so much. And that whole arena that Lucha Underground operates in is just amazing. It's like a place that when we're kids growing up playing with action figures, it's amazing. You can jump off this. You can run on that. It's just like so many more options. And the whole setup just adds to the suspension of disbelief. And the characters are awesome. And the production is Hollywood. It's I'm very glad to be there. And look, keep watching, please. Sorry, I got off on a rant there.
No, you're good. We've had Ricky Reyes on before. You know, he's told us all kinds of good things about Lucha Underground and stuff like that. Speaking of Lucha Underground, they got a relationship with Impact Wrestling. Are we going to see you maybe over there soon?
I'll be honest with you. As of now, we have no talks going on. I got my calendar's pretty full for the rest of the year, and then I'm planning on the MMA fight towards the end of the year. So that's where we're at. Maybe 2019, that could be a new place as well. Maybe we'll see Jake Strong show up there.
Yeah, speaking of MMA and Bellator, is there an actual date set for your fight? Because when I saw it, I actually like Bellator. Like, I know a lot of people really watch it that I know of that like MMA. I'm a big MMA follower, and I watch Bellator just as much as I watch UFC. So when I saw that you signed, I was just curious, like, is there an official date set or an opponent?
Nope. And, like, right now, both of those are kind of above my pay grade. I'll let my coaches and my managers and my team kind of make those decisions. They're on the team because I trust them. So no date set yet. There have been talks with Bellator of when we would be ready, and we're thinking the end of the year. So that's where we're at.
Are you getting excited about that fight?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Yes, I really am. one of those other things that have really been crazy. You know, it's been really hard training, and you know, the first month you're sore, you're scared to get up because you're going to cramp up, and then after that, your body starts to feel better, and then after that, those bumps and bruises that you would wake up to really aren't there anymore. The hard training and really forces yourself to be proactive and take care of your body, I guess, and it made me feel so much better. I've never felt this good in my life, I feel like, at 36, which is, I'm very blessed to say that. Very excited about it. I think I'm going to be in the best shape of my life, and I'm ready to make a statement.
Is your background in amateur wrestling, does that help you at all in the getting prepared for training MMA?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would think so. I think I could rely on it and, you know, use it a lot. I'm going to have to be smart because there are, you know, kickboxing, striking, jits, you know, the throws, the
right.
Cage, up against the cage, the drunk boxing. There's so many other things that you really got to be good at, or at least be good at defending, to where you can impose your game plan. I will definitely use it as much as I can. I think it definitely helps with the training. I'm already there mentally. Like, I know how to go into something like this. It's just like preparing for the national tournament. I've been there. I've had great coaches around me, so I know what good training is. I know when we're not doing enough, or they know when we're not doing enough, or they know when to put, you know, okay, we've done a lot. Let's like pump the brakes, you know, let's rest, recover. It's gonna be cool and interesting because we're getting to that point where we're really gonna get down to the mad science of it all, and really pinpoint. And you know, every day has a specific calculation of where you want to be and what you want to do, and in order to peak at the right moment for the fight. So I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about this team that I have behind me. Guys like Josh Rafferty, ex professional fighter. Ybor City's own Joey Best, one of Tampa's greatest secrets, just black belt in every single way, and just good people all the way around, and great to have on the team.
Yeah, definitely. We don't really get a lot of MMA guys on the show, so I don't really like keep bringing up MMA.
We got Shamrock.
I'll say I'm a big fan of both, so I just like being able to talk about both.
You're a big fan of who? I'm sorry.
MMA. I like MMA and pro wrestling. I like watching both, so I don't get the opportunity to ask MMA questions very much.
No worries, my friend.
When you signed with Bellator, was you hope at the time? I think Bobby was still working for him. I think Bobby Lashley.
Uh huh.
Was you hoping
Not that I like I'm. I don't want to fight him or anything like that, but like. Coming from my position where I'm trying to cross over into another sport, I think it'd be better for me to fight a fighter with a background in that industry, and so I can move forward into establishing myself. But who knows, down the line.
Okay, well, we got you on here. You're getting into the MMA business. I want to ask this question. If it was an MMA fight tomorrow against Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, who was your money on?
Man,
Bobby Lashley's 14-2. Yeah,
but the competition face is a little more steep.
Yeah, you see Bobby Lashley on Instagram, like the stuff he's doing. His body is just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not. I don't know how old he is. I want to hope that he's older than me.
I think he just turned 41. So.
Oh, really? Well, I guess I got 3 years on him. He looks great, man. He looks really good.
Yeah, he looks great. I saw Bobby down in New York a couple years ago, man. He looks best. I mean, he's been in good shape all his life, but, I mean, he looks like he's gotten better shape over the years.
The only person that I'm going to bet against Brock with is Cormier. So
yeah,
I would take Brock over Lashley, but I'm gonna take my boy Cormier in that super fight.
Yeah, it's coming up in January?
I would say I don't know. They haven't.
They say November, but I don't see that happening in November. But so we do a segment here on the podcast. I'll throw it back Thursday. We're on a Thursday. Me and Scott, we both picked a match of yours from the past in the WWE. Scott, I'm going to let you go ahead and go first. And we're going to break down the match and see, you know. And,
I'll say technically mine's ECW.
Oh, ECW, and WWE, yeah.
Don't hate me here, but I did pick the ECW Championship match where you lost the title to Christian. It's actually one of my favorites of all time, let alone just yours. But
oh, thank you.
Yeah, didn't mean to pick a loss, but yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites.
No worries. That's one of my favorite matches, and it's a funny story. If anybody asks who my favorite opponent was, I have to say Christian, or he comes by my house and, like, eggs it and leaves toilet paper in the trees. Real Canadian, that guy.
That sounds like I saw him at WrestleMania last year, and I was down there with Charlie from Gimmick Tree. He was a character, that's for sure. So, the one that I want to talk to you was the Money in the Bank. That was a big moment of your career at WrestleMania. A lot of people don't know this, but in 2010, when you won Money in the Bank, technically 2 months or 3 months down the road, they had another pay-per-view, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. When you won the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, did they tell you it was going to be pretty rushy with it because you're going to have a pay-per-view later down the year? With another briefcase or two more briefcases?
No, they didn't tell me anything.
Well, you will go down in history as the last guy to win Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, as long as they don't bring it back to me.
Yeah. Well, they bring everything back, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But go over that match with me. I mean, I just got done watching it, and you talk about beating with some ladders, man.
I took some what?
Beatings with the ladders.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, look, I was in there with Matt Hardy, with Christian, Shelton Benjamin, MVP, you know, Evan Bourne. Like
Kofi.
Kofi, exactly, yeah. Gosh, man, I don't know if I ever beat Kofi, that guy. But, like, there's a lot of experience, you know, a lot of, like, ladder match experience in there. So you kind of go in there expecting like to take a bunch of bumps, but so lucky to have those guys in there and like be able to come up with the ideas and like put them together. And like Money in the Bank is one of my favorite matches because like every year you said, no, I've seen it all. And then somehow one of the wrestlers finds a new way to do something and it like just works with the match and it's so cool. And I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite matches of the year. I wish they still had it at Mania. I mean, but I get that, you know, they had their own pay-per-view for it. It's cool that they got the women now doing it. You won the briefcase, and then 2 days later, you cash it in at the SmackDown taping. I just got done watching that match as well. You were, like, so excited. You were trying to get the referee to ring the bell. At first, you knocked out Edge. You came in the ring, and you waited to get Jericho. How was it to, you know, win the world title? You know, much getting a beating on those two legends, and one's a Hall of Famer and one's a soon-to-be Hall of Famer.
Oh, man, such an honor. Just such an honor to be on that list. People have won that title, have held that title, has been called champion. Really special deal. I grew up loving wrestling, and throughout my journey, I've learned to love all forms of it, and like professional wrestling and its history has a special place. In the history books, whether you're a fan or not, you can't deny it. And it's a very special championship. Very proud.
Yeah,
I have
the big
it hanging
belt
on my wall. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
the big gold belt with everything to
do. Oh, it just looks so good. It looked kind of tiny on Batista, but, you know, I held my own.
I was going to say, man, it looked kind of tiny on you, too. Don't put yourself down, man. I mean, when you
play that's
you
just my head. That's just my head and my teeth.
Well, Jack, I appreciate you coming on, man. Anything you want to plug here on the podcast? You got any more questions? You got anything you want to plug
yes
here on the podcast, man? Go away.
Yes. If you want to find the really funny and interesting content, you need to follow Catalina Swagger on Instagram. She's going to show you how to laugh, when to laugh, and tell you how funny you should laugh. Does that even make sense? I don't know. But she is amazing. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out the Catalina technique. If you're not happy with your post-pregnancy body, she's the number one recommended workout. Let's go, people. Check it out. Work out like you give a fuck. Whoops. Can I say that?
Oh, dude, you say whatever you want here, brother.
Nice.
All right, brother. Well, we will see you August 11th in Madison, West Virginia for ASW Summer Heat. Thank you again for calling and letting us call in, man.
Hey, Chris, Scott, thank you guys very much. Look forward to ASW. I might have to put Gary in a headlock for you, you know, make him smell my armpits. But then after that, does he? Let's get him.
We'll get him in a headlock, and then afterwards we'll go out with some beers. How about that?
I got a message from him like on Facebook at like 1 a.m, and he was wearing a bikini, and he's like, "Oops, wrong number." Gary.
I've gotten that a few times.
That's Uncle Gary.
That's Uncle Gary.
Hey, thanks guys. Been a lot of fun.
Everybody, and thanks for bye. And sorry about all the technical problems. The interview was great.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that interview.
It turned out to be a really good interview.
Turned out even with the fuck you son link. So that was probably one of our best interviews.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So thank you to ASW for setting that interview up. Thank you to Uncle Gary. And please stop sending people the photo of your bikini.
Apparently that's weird.
It's weird. Okay, Jack Swagger said it was weird. Gary, stop it. Okay. So again, get your tickets at Mike's Towers in Madison, or you contact Gary Damer on Facebook. Tickets, guys, are $13. How can you get a night of family friendly entertainment for $13?
Depends on how big your family is.
Exactly. But I'm talking about like for a show, something like that.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna go to a WWE show. You're not gonna meet the wrestlers.
Oh, I took it literal. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about like
it. My bad.
So you're not going to meet wrestlers at a WWE show.
No.
You're not going to meet the.
And you're
going to
spend way more than $13.
Exactly. So go to ASW, the best wrestling company in West Virginia. This guy, he's going to try to go. He's doing everything he can to make sure he can have a kid watch or whatever, so he can go to Madison. But guys, check out ASW and ASW Wrestling WB on Facebook and ASW Wrestling on Twitter. So we're going to plug in that. Next thing we plug is Standalone Wrestling Boardwalk Beatdown, Saturday, August 25th.
Can't plug that enough.
August 25th, Sting, Goldberg, The Bullet Club, and the Suicide Squad, or is that what they call it?
Firing Squad, yes.
The Firing Squad. Exactly. DC probably owns that. So the Firing Squad, Bullet Club, I mean, King Kong Bundy's going to be there. I mean, Kelly's going to be there. Victoria's going to be there.
Summer Rae's
going to be there. I mean, Summer Rae in her new look, by the way. She's redhead now.
Oh, brother,
let me tell you.
I love redheads.
Oh, brother. She made Eva Marie look pathetic. She was too redhead.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say it's her.
It was too fake.
It was her skin tone with the red. You know what I'm saying? That didn't go well. Like if she, I think like a brunette or a black hair, or that would have been fine.
She did have black. A total divas. Yes, I watched Total Divas. I haven't watched it in the last seasons, but I did watch it the first season.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Yeah, so when her and JoJo was brought up on the first season of her Total Divas, and she had black hair, and they wanted Mark Kronos to change the hair. So, but yeah, man, it's gonna be an awesome event. We're gonna be down there. Venue change for the Dinner with the Stars. It's now, I forget, it's at the pier. It's gonna be at the pier. It was gonna be at I forget the restaurant's name originally, but it's not open yet. And I looked at the photos on there. It's gonna be right on the beach. Me and you, we're traveling early. We might actually try to go to dinner with the Stars now because it's going to be fucking right on the beach.
Might as well.
You can't get enough beach. You hear that, Mark? You can't get enough beach. We're trying to get our friend to go with us. He's being a little bitch and doesn't want to go. So, let's not want to go to Atlantic City. Booze, gambling, and the beach. I'd say something else, but, you know, we're both married, so I guess you can't. Yeah. Not you.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go.
Me and Mark. Yeah, you're good, though. You can go. You can do whatever you want.
Beer, babe, peach.
There you go. Exactly. You can say it, but I couldn't because I forget. Wife jumped on me. Even though she's not here. But
she's not here.
She ain't here. I don't know what I'm thinking of. So, SummerSlam still look interesting, man.
Yeah. Pretty much what we already predicted.
Yeah.
Minus the, we actually thought it was going to be a Universal title, but everything else seems to be falling into place. I'm kind of curious who the brothers are going to face. I kind of want to go to the bar because
I think that's who it's going to be.
Because that, they haven't even been on TV in like a month. At least.
No, I think Sheamus was healing up. I mean, his neck hurting and stuff. He took some time to heal. I mean, he wasn't like danger and heal,
right.
But you know, some relaxed time.
And they're literally one of the best tag teams in the world.
When they put those two together, it was like, whoa,
like, that was the end of the feud, was them getting...
Yeah, because the best out of seven match, I mean, Mick Foley had him in the best out of seven, and the bar fight.
That seventh match was fucking lights out.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had a good feud, but hell of a tag team. I still like to see Cesaro's with the title run. Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
He's getting up there in that age, though. You wonder if it's going to happen. But, I mean, for God's sake, I don't know. You can't say really anything about anything about age. I mean, the WWE Champion's 42 years old, and he's still steals the show every night.
And that's one match I do want to see, Cesaro versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
With time, let him go at it. Because you know that just basically anybody AJ gets in the ring with.
So, if you were the booking agent for SummerSlam at the Barclays Center in New York, who'd you book as main event?
AJ Joe. You know it's going to
start. That's exactly. And,
the WWE Championship is not getting any
respect. It's not. It's really. And you know, Jim Ross even feels this way on his podcast, Ross Report. The Jim Ross Report. And he feels the same way. Like, he still feels like the WWE Championship should be main event in the pay-per-view. Yeah. I still think
especially
it's...
Especially when your other heavyweight champ is not even showing up.
And even when he does show up,
yeah,
I still think he's the WWE Championship. It's still main event of the title match. Because the Universal Championship, to my eyes, is like the world title. The world title was always... Even when the WWE title was on SmackDown, it was getting the main event slot.
Right.
The world title is always secondary. And why in the hell are they doing it with the Universal? I don't know, but it's one of the ugliest belts ever, even though we have one. Even though we have one in the back, we're going to get signed by Goldberg, and you're going to have a chance to win that at Boardwalk Beat. What all do you got to do? Just come up, buy a raffle ticket from us. And if you purchase a t-shirt, what are we going to do, Scott?
Give you 6 free ones.
6 free raffle tickets for purchasing a t-shirt. So the t-shirts are going to be $15. After you get your raffle tickets, you're technically paying $10 for the t-shirt.
Yeah.
So, it's at Boardwalk Beatdown. You have a chance to win an autograph, commemorative title, signed by Sting and Bill Goldberg. And we're going to have all kinds of goods there available for sale. We're going to have Funko Pops. We're going to have the Bullet Club. We have both the Bullet Clubs, by the way.
Yes, we do.
We got Cody's Pops. We got Sting figures from... the Great American Bash.
We got all kinds of goodies.
We got all kinds of goodies, man.
Just anything you can think of, we're going to be bringing it.
That's right, man. Help us with the podcast. You want to help with the podcast? Buy some merch at Boardwalk Beatdown or wherever I'm going to be at. If you see me with merchandise, buy some because I'll tell you, it's helping this because this is kind of costly. But, we went off. Segment there about
even if we wasn't going to plug it again, but we also did say you can't plug it enough.
Exactly, you said it right.
But it's the second biggest show.
Second, yep.
Well, I guess technically third because I think they in order goes Mania, Rumble,
yeah,
SummerSlam, Survivor Series. But still, I mean,
Survivor Series is on my birthday this year. Yeah, so we'll have to have a Survivor Series.
There's a pay-per-view in September on my birthday, because my birthday is on Sunday. No, it's on Saturday.
November 18th is Survivor Series.
Next year, though, September will
be. There you go. So, yeah, man, it's some interesting stuff going on.
And we pretty much, I mean, if you look at the spoilers, you already know what the main event of TakeOver Brooklyn 4 is going to be.
Yeah.
And that's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. So,
I won't spoil it for anybody. We'll let it play out on TV.
Yeah, that was a good NXT last night.
And yeah, it was a good NXT. It was only, what, 2 matches?
Yeah, because, I mean,
Three, because
the NXT Championship, though, took a lot of time.
It was
a phenomenal match, that's for sure. But, yeah, SummerSlam, you know, AJ, I do believe it should be AJ, Joe. No, we've seen it in Ring of Honor. We've seen it in TNA multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, they stole the fucking show over and over in TNA. Do you think Joe's going to win the title?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to think they're going to get it? You're going to think Vince is going to let AJ have that long title reign?
Yeah, the only way I say Joe wins it is...
Or do you think the new Randy Orton will be the one to beat AJ?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that Randy Orton is going to be the one that... Which I like the heel turn, by the way, because I always thought Orton was... boring as a face.
There's characters in wrestling that should not be a face. Randy Orton, Ric Flair, God love Ric Flair, shouldn't be a face.
No. Triple H, I didn't like him as a face.
But see, Triple H can pull both of them though. There's only a few guys who can pull a face and a heel.
AJ is one of them.
AJ is one of them, which I think I like AJ better as a face.
That heel turn, though.
Yeah.
Was,
there are some guys that don't need to be a heel. That should not be a heel. Like Sting, he's just not a heel.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy, not a heel. I mean,
it's all in TNA, he was just not a heel. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold's not a good heel. Yeah. I mean, Stone Cold was a heel and still getting cheered like a motherfucker. And when the only time when he did start doing the boos, getting booed, was when he joined the Invasion.
The Alliance.
So, I mean, but yeah.
But still then, he came up with that what thing, and then
fans started loving him again. So, but yeah, I think that should be the match. Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss. How do you think that match is going
to
go?
It's going to be, Ronda's going to dominate that match. I don't think there's any other way to see it, because what's Bliss going to do to her?
Do you see two new women's champions coming?
Yeah,
out of
I see Becky Lynch winning the.
Becky deserves it. Yeah.
Yeah, will she be the first two-time SmackDown women's champion?
Carmella. Carmella did, or not Carmella? Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi. Yeah.
Yeah, Naomi did, because she won the title, vacated, and then won it back at WrestleMania. And then Charlotte. I think Charlotte's a two-time women's champion.
Yeah, but she won Raw and SmackDown.
Maybe Alexa Bliss? No, she only won it once.
I
don't know.
Alexa Bliss is the first to win both.
Raw and SmackDown. But so I see that happening, and it looks like the U.S. title is going to be a triple threat. Randy.
Just like you said last week.
Yeah, Randy, Nakamura, Jeff Hardy, and the Intercontinental title match, Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins. Do you think this is now... They have hell of a matches. I'm not putting them down.
Yeah.
But do you think they're going to overdrag the Rollins, Dolph Ziggler too much? I mean, this is now the third pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like just a holdover because Ambrose wasn't ready. You knew that was – I mean, it's common knowledge that the plan is Ambrose come back as a heel at the Rollins. But I didn't expect Rollins to get another – match, so I feel like it's just a placeholder because maybe Ambrose wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't have match or he's kind of faded.
What do you think about the heel turn on Raw Monday night against the leaders of World? It looked like at one point it was never going to break up, and now they turn heel.
It kind of reminded me of when the Bar turned on the Hardys. Remember that? That's almost exactly how it. I mean, that looks familiar. I was like, deja vu.
Which Bray Wyatt? And Matt Hardy's. I mean, he was healed on he was going after Brother Nero. Yeah.
He was much better as a
heel. Yeah. Brother David. He called everybody by their middle name. I would be Brother Allen. Yes.
It's shaping up to be a good show.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a good pay per view. That's then a week before we leave for Boardwalk Beatdown. So that Sunday before. So it's gonna be interesting. Guys, we still haven't got no answer. Who? Come on, it's very simple. Who is going to call in? We got a few minutes left here.
I've gotten some likes on Facebook. Nobody's even.
You got likes, but you got to call in, folks. Come on, call it in. All right, so the question again was Jack Swagger, just in case you turn off because of the technical problems we had to go. Jack Swagger was an ECW champion, EWWW champion. WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Both title reigns. How many days both bound together
combined
did he hold both his championships for? Come on. Call in. The number again is 657-383-0152. So, call in. So, Scott, what's this Tuesday's or Monday's episode of Scott and Matt's Excellent Adventure?
Matt and Scott's Excellent Podcast. We're actually going to do something a little different. We're going to cover conspiracy theories, some that are a little way out there, some that are really believable, and some that have actually been proven to be true. So it's a little something that's outside of my comfort zone, but we're gonna try it. We love conspiracy theories, and I usually read them as people would read fiction novels, but some of them have turned out to be true, and it's going to surprise you which ones have.
And the first of the month, we're going to sit down and go to Mark's and do our first podcast. Three friends, three buds sitting around. Talking about everything in the world.
Can you get any more of my raspy voice anymore? Because, I mean, I'm all over the show.
You're the franchise of the All-Star Radio Network, right? So, first of the month, we're going to do our first show for the Budcast with me, Mark and Scott. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk. We'll talk politics. We'll talk sports. We'll talk how stupid some of these people are. We'll just shoot shit. Whatever, you know, believe me, guys, we were on our way to Myrtle Beach. And this one right here is sitting in the bag. And he said that me and my buddy, me and Mark, fight like we're two married couples. And that's what he's going to get. He's on the podcast. And he's going to be the one out in the pitch and say, you shut the fuck up.
8 hours of YouTube fighting.
So that's what you're going to see on the Budcast. And we're going to sit around and we're going to drink some Chainwazers.
He's not going to call him Chainwazers.
But if you get the name of the podcast and you see the logo, you know what we'll be drinking. So, first podcast will start in August. And don't forget, next week, time change here on the podcast, the Drive Home Editions. We're going to be starting at 5 o'clock, 5, 4 Central. For personal reasons, but we'll be doing the podcast early from now on. And if it changes again, you'll be the first to know here on the podcast. So, I talked to Rob and Chad. They're getting lined up. They're getting material lined up for the Value Animals. They're getting ready to. We'll be doing a live. They'll be doing their podcast live at Boardwalk Beatdown. We'll be doing our podcast live at Boardwalk Beatdown with some special guests coming in and out. Every couple minutes, we're going to try to have a special guest. We'll give him 3 minutes. But you got 3 minutes. You're on the clock. So, but yeah, man, you're on the clock. That's what we need to make. You're on the clock. So, again, thank you to Jack Swagger, Gary Dammert, ASP Wrestling. Scott, you got anything else you want to plug this week?
No, we already plugged my other podcast. So,
that's right.
Check me out on Monday.
Check you out. Follow you on Twitter at Scotty Don't Know. Scotty Doesn't Know. And apparently, he does know a little bit because, I mean, he's doing three podcasts.
Three, yeah. I know quite a bit.
He's a podcast guy. Maybe sooner or later he'll have a t-shirt that says Podcast King. All-Star Podcast King. So, are you enjoying the podcast with Matt?
Yeah, I do. Don't get me wrong. It's been real fun working with him because we've known each other just about.
Yeah.
We just got that chemistry. I feel like we have good chemistry. We just go back and forth.
Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes I talk over him because.
Like you said, I'd talk over.
Yeah, because I'm just a
cat. I'm trying to listen to episode one. Yeah, he goes, he just doesn't know when to talk over.
No, we were saying that you got that powerful voice. It's hard to take over your voice because you got that strong, powerful voice. I didn't mean no disrespect.
So
it was actually a compliment.
we're going to get a guest lined up for next week. We'll get that lined up for you guys, the Drive Home Edition. If you got any questions or anything, your email is at the Wrestling Rage Podcast at gmail.com. Phil, if you want to sponsor the podcast. And speaking of sponsors, remember I told you that product came in the other day? Came in. I haven't used it yet. Saving it for this weekend. Maybe a few cold ones, maybe light up some candles, maybe a few steaks in the grill, and then chop down.
Sounds like a lovely night.
Beep! Hold on. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, we're going to, maybe I'll pop out the old.
You just made the list!
That's right, you know what I'm saying? That's right, we didn't announce what it was, so it just made the list.
Yeah.
All right, guys, well, check us out next Thursday, 5:00, 4 Central, here on the Wrestling Rage, All Star Radio Network for the Wrestling Rage podcast. I'm the Chan Man, Chris Chandler. Follow me at ChanMan316 everywhere. He's Scott Gibson. Follow him at Scott. He doesn't know on everything. And if you're single, well, hit him up too.
I'm not ready to mingle.
Not ready to mingle.
No, I'm sorry.
He's not. Sorry, guys. This dating site of the wrestling. We're not. We don't need a Wrestling Rage dating.
I don't think it goes so well.
All right. Not going to go well. All right, guys. See you next Thursday live here on the All-Star Radio Network.